I'm now joined live in the studio by Norse Boy. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
All good.
I hear you're very tired after a long drive.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Do you just want to sort of introduce yourselves and say a little bit about the band?
My name's Harry.
And I'm Matt.
And there's another two members that could not be here today because of, I don't know, other reasons. But, yeah, we're from Portsmouth and we're kind of like indie with a bit of pop about us. And we've just actually released our single's just come on to pre-order right now. Our first ever one. So, yeah, if you want to go on our social media and check us out.
We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But okay. I just want to get to know sort of your background and stuff. So how did you guys meet and sort of form a band?
Well, me and Perry, the other guitarist who ain't here, we met in school / college and carried on doing music, just acoustic. And then we met Brandon and Matt and it obviously just come together and we've just started playing electric and it's just been gelling and working.
Do you prefer doing sort of electric or do you like the acoustic?
The acoustic stuff, like we did a gig the other day actually and our drummer forgot half his drum kit.
Oh really?
So it was just us three that had to
all the way to Hartford.
Yeah.
How can you forget your drum kit?
I know.
It's quite big.
But you forgot bits of it, but yeah, some like more, I don't know what the word is, but like acoustic gigs where you're like closer to the audience and that. But now we've played electric and that is so much of a bigger sound and it's just lifting us.
Do you find it more intimidating having like a smaller audience and less sound, or do you? A bigger audience obviously is more people watching you.
I don't know, yeah, the bigger audience you can't like see as many people, I guess. So true. With the closer ones, but I mean we used to doing that because we started off doing acoustic, so we've done tours and that doing acoustic sets and that, so it's, I mean, the progression is better being how we are now.
Yeah. And how long have you been together as a band?
Well, us four.
Yeah.
About a month.
Oh, really? Is that all?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that was that fresh.
Yeah, no. Well,
I'm fresh.
Yeah, he's very fresh, aren't you, mate?
Very.
So did you say you and Perry sort of started it all off together?
Yeah.
So have you known each other a lot longer than these guys?
Yeah.
So how did you decide, let's bring some other people on board?
Well, we always wanted a band behind us kind of thing. And then we met Brandon at some house party and he was going to play bass actually, first of all. And then he was like, oh, I'll come play drums as well. We were like, oh, do that instead then. And then about a month and a bit ago I was like, Brandon, do you know anyone who plays bass? And then we met Matt and then I don't know, it just seems to be working. And more of getting a duo in front of a band, it seems to be more becoming a band now than anything.
So are you still sort of trying to get to know each other a little bit as well, because you've only known each other like a
kind
month.
Of I mean
I was a bit intimidated by the drive up here because it was like 2 hours
just
with each other.
Did you bond?
A little bit. Oh, I had to get out on the motorway and go for a wee because the traffic was so bad, wasn't it? And
as he got out of the car, the traffic started moving up and he was gone. And
I had to sprint like a mile. Oh my god.
Wow, funny. So you've sort of said you're an indie pop band. Do you all have the same sort of likes in genres of music, or do you combine like a mix of things?
We found out on the way here actually. Because I was driving, so I had my music playing and there was like bands playing that I didn't even think you'd listen to.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, don't skip them, go back.
What kind of bands are they?
That was My Chemical Romance.
Black Parade, we were chatting about that, weren't we?
I didn't think you were that emo.
So what kind of stuff do you normally like, Harry?
I don't know, a bit like, I started off listening to the Kooks and that, but now I've got a bit more heavier, like Capturing the Bottom and that. So, like, I mean, we're not all in the same genre, but, like, when we're playing, I guess it our music is not heavy, but it's heavy enough to not be too poppy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
So, do you use them sort of bands as a musical influence, or do you like to create new, unique sounds?
I don't know, I guess we bring it from all over, because, I mean,
it's a bit of both, really.
The bass lines that he does, and, like, the riffs and the drum beats, like, obviously the drummer listens to different stuff, we listen to stuff, and Matt listens to some stuff, so it all works together, and then it comes into something that is Norse Boy.
Are you ever worried that you're going to clash, considering you've only known drummer for a short time? Do you think down the line you're going to be like, no, I want it to sound like this, and then you'll argue?
I think we'll find out soon.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Find out soon enough. And as I can see in your hand, you've both got, so you're Matt, you're the bass player, but Harry, you've got a guitar in your hand as well. How old were you both when you started playing? You remember that far back?
I wanted to play guitar first, but I never really got my head around the chords.
His dad only bought him four strings.
I asked him to buy me four strings.
Is a bass easier than a guitar?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you teach yourself or did you ever learn?
I just learned through tabs, pretty much. So, just watching videos.
Yeah.
And then online, really.
It's quite impressive. I did try to teach myself electric guitar once. I just gave up. I couldn't do it. I was like, it's not happening. But what about you, Harry? Did you teach yourself?
Yeah, I think I had lessons in school and I left the lessons when they started playing chords. So I was a bit annoyed. So I stopped it for a bit. But then, yeah, met Perry and then picked it back up. Because I did actually play bass in a band and then we left that band and then did our own thing.
Yeah. Do you play any other instruments or just all?
I can play a couple of chords on piano.
Oh, that's
it. Nothing metal.
What about you, Matt?
I can sort of play a bit of guitar. Once I finally learned how to play a bass and what it was all about, I picked a guitar up again and sort of had a little fiddle, but nothing.
Play the top four strings.
So you're sticking to your bass.
Yeah, definitely.
Fair enough. It's fair enough. So you mentioned you've been gigging a lot. When was the most recent one you've done? How did that
go? We did one in Hertford the other day at the Dog and Whistle. And yeah, it was pretty good. Even though our drummer forgot his kit, we improvised and smashed it. It was
what did he
sweet.
Do? Just sit there watching?
He stood there watching.
Could he not find like something to tap on and just do something?
We had a couple of stands, but then he forgot. He didn't have his snare, so I don't know.
It was just like one thing, then another thing. It
just all added up and just wouldn't have sounded right. So we'd rather just do it like that.
So when's your next gig that he's going to bring all your stuff?
The 30th, I think, of September at the same
29th.
Yeah, we got one on the 29th, one on the 30th, and then one on the
1st of October.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So we're in a line. So you're not getting a break?
No,
so we're just practicing up until then.
Do you prefer that, having it all in one go? Because then you're all hyped up.
And then you can see the progression even through those few days. Yeah. It's still early days for us as a four piece.
That's crazy. So I heard you practicing. You sound really good. I'm thinking, I've been to Kerr ages, but it's only been a short time.
It seems to be working pretty good.
Fingers crossed.
Touch wood.
Have you got a festival coming up in Southsea or something? Southfest?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one on the 1st of October. Right, okay.
And that's sort of, is it like homecoming gig for you? Because you guys are from Portsmouth, aren't you?
There's quite a lot. It does quite a lot of pubs around it and then some big venues. We're playing at one of the bars around there and it's throughout the day and in the evening. But no, it's good. It will be smart.
Cool. And are your friends and family going to be there, is it?
I hope so. My mum's listening now, so hopefully she got a hint.
Do you think it's more nerve-wracking doing it in front of people you know, or is it better to do it in front of an audience you're never going to see again?
I think it varies. It depends how you look at it. Because when we played that one in Hartford, I was thinking, we're never really going to see these people again, so we'd do what we can with it, but...
It don't matter, yeah.
Yeah. Just try and do the best we can in front of whoever.
Yeah. Because then surely your friends and family would be more supportive anyway, even if you do mess up.
That's what I mean.
So talking of performing, you're going to perform a live track for us now.
We are indeed.
What's this track called?
It's called Always.
And what's it about?
Alcohol, I guess.
Nice. Okay.
But, alcohol and girls, like the usual. But yeah, this is one of our newest songs actually as well.
Yeah.
Cool. So. Right. Well, when you're ready, off you go.
Wicked. It started out simple. But he would always come between us, and he was gonna end up like this, cause you always let people spend the money over you, but you never admit the truth now. And I hope you know. I hope you know. 'Cause you've got something that I want, and I got things that you need, and I never put you down or too far. And I always try to get the first free, but I only like the way it tastes though. And you never try to slow it down, 'cause you've got something that I want. Is she mad from the matter? I said, babe, don't you ask me. Why don't you trust me? You just sit back and let it shatter, and then you whisper, I hope you know. 'Cause you've got something that I want, and I got things that you need.
down or too far, and I always try to get the first free, but I only like the way you taste though, and you never try to slow it down. You've got something that I want. I hope you know that it hurts to be a fool. You gotta let it show. I hope you something that I want, and I got things that you need, and I never put you down or too far, and I always try to get the first free, but I only like the way it tastes though, and you never try to slow it down, 'cause you've got something that I want, that I want.
Nicely done. Well done, guys. How'd you feel that went?
Yeah, all right. My throat is dry as hell.
Oh, really?
Graham decided to play that one like 5 minutes before we came on, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Last minute decision. Well, it was a good decision. Yeah. I enjoyed that. I'm sure the listeners did as well. So when it comes to sort of writing songs, have you and Perry got like a backlash of songs you've already done or you can't
write? Yeah, kind of thing. And then that's what I mean. We're currently teaching Matt and Brandon.
Yeah, it's everything. Weird for me to come in and have these songs that they've been playing for years and then be like, oh, this is how to play it. And then you turn around and was like, oh, sort of like do what you want with it.
Yeah.
So then we were like practicing it and I was like trying to figure out what I could do with it. So I'm still sort of changing it around.
Is it easier to learn a song that already exists or would you rather be putting your own input of like music that you've already done or can
I don't know. I think it's all right at the moment because like I can sort of play around with it and I know where it can go.
Yeah.
Whereas if I was sort of writing it all, I'd probably be getting frustrated with myself trying to work out like writing myself.
What are you doing?
But yeah.
And when it comes to songwriting, do you normally do sort of the lyrics first or does the music come first?
Probably the melody and that, like the riff to it, and then the lyrics afterwards.
Yeah. Do they come easily or not? Are they quite difficult?
After a bottle of wine, they come easily.
Nah. Now, this is really awkward because I was going to say, because you and Perry have been friends for so long, I've done this little quiz to see how well you know each other.
Oh,
we can still try it out if you want. Okay, so basically, I have paper. I've had to scribble out Perry's name because I thought it was Perry and Harry.
We should have chatted more on the way here, mate.
Yeah. And they're quite difficult because I thought you two would like really know each other.
Oh, sweet.
There's your pens. Okay, so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a backing track, just a random jingle. I'm going to read out the questions. There's 7 questions, and then if you write down what you think each other's are, and then we'll see how well you don't know each other. Pretty much. Okay, so let's start the music. Right, there's your pen, Harrow.
Wicked, thank you.
Okay, so first question.
Ooh, back in music.
It is. It's back in music. I might get boring on radio if there's silence. I'll stick something on. Okay, so number one is, what is his favourite drink? This is going to be so hard for you guys. I thought it'd be easy because you know each other, but obviously not. Okay, number two. Who is his celebrity crush?
What the hell?
This is going to be so interesting to see your answers. Okay.
Oh, I've had 2 minutes. Sorry.
That's all right. I think. Okay, next one. Number three, if he was ordering a pizza, what toppings would he have?
We've been eating together every
week. You've never eaten?
We're going to, we've been out of time on the way here.
Oh. Well, at least you know if you're going to order a pizza, you know what to get each other next time now. Okay, this is going to be really difficult, okay? Without looking at each other, so don't look at each other, what are his eye colour? Oh, you wrote that down really quick. That's one thing you know about each other. I suppose you have to look at each other every day.
Yeah.
I don't know yours.
Okay, this one's going to be quite hard. Number 5. What emoji does he use the most when texting? Do you text a lot? No?
A little bit.
No, I know what you use, mate.
Or have you stalked each other's Facebook statuses and seen what they write?
I know which one you put as well.
Okay, number 6. What would he say his best talent is? So not what other people think. What would he say his own talent is? So.
I don't like the smirk in your face as you wrote that.
And the last one. Who is the most influential person in his life? Well, that was a hard one. Their faces. Maybe a family member or a friend, or it could even be a celebrity. That's a hard one.
She's probably like random.
Or a superhero or something, I don't know. Fictional character. Okay, are we done? That's all the questions. Right, okay, so if you give me back the answers, I'm going to read each one and we're going to find out how many
I've written
or wrong.
I've written quite messy because I thought I was reading them myself. Okay.
Well, we'll see if I can read them. Sorry. Oh, I can read that. Yeah. Okay. Stop the music. Oh. Okay, so we're going to do Matt on Harry first. Okay, so the first question was, what is his favourite drink? Harry, what's your favourite drink?
I don't know, beer. Is that you're it?
Yeah.
Yes, well done. Beer. Okay. Cool. Number 2, who is his celebrity crush? Who's your celebrity crush, Matt? Matt and Harry, sorry.
I don't know. Jessica Alba was alright.
Who's
right?
Kim Kardashian. I was going to change it to Michelle Keegan.
What do you think of Kim?
Yeah, she's right.
She's right. Okay, number 3, if he was going to order a pizza, what toppings would you have?
The toppings?
Yeah.
I thought you said the whole pizza in general.
Well, either way.
Cheese, probably. And
good start.
Just cheese.
Chicken.
Yeah. Any more?
And barbecue sauce.
Well, what pizza would you have if you were ordering?
Texas barbecue from Domino's.
Oh, so close.
I went Mighty Meaty.
Oh, mate. Oh.
Okay, number 4. Without looking, what colour eyes does he have? You're going to have to sound radio because I'm going to see what you look like. What colour eyes?
I have blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
I knew that too quickly,
you,
didn't I?
You did. You were like, screw it down.
Yeah.
Okay, number 5. What emoji do you use the most when texting?
Probably the tongue face.
That's what I put. I drew it.
There's so many different tongue faces.
No, though. The one with the eyes.
I cross.
Well done. Well done.
You used them last night.
Number 6. What would you say your best talent is?
I don't know.
I like your answer.
Thanks.
Posing.
Oh, I'll give you that. You said your looks.
I was going to put vanity, but I thought...
All the same. Okay, the last one.
I just gave up.
Who is the most influential person in his life? I don't think you're going to get this right.
I reckon you will.
You've got similar looks. Yeah. You might get it.
That's what I was going with it.
Who do you look like? Let's put...
Joe Essex.
Yeah, yay! Got that one wrong. Okay.
I didn't do too badly.
What's Matt's favourite drink? Wait, no, you've got to say yeah, answer. Yeah, what's your favourite drink?
What's my favourite drink? I'll probably go with beer as well.
Oh, what did you write?
Shandy, because he's always driving.
Yeah. That counts.
Is it? Does it? Is beer shandy a type of beer?
Yeah, it's half a drink.
I'll give you half a point. Oh. Okay, number 2. Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about it. But, I can't remember her name, but the one... The voice is Meg in Family Guy.
Millie Kunis.
Yeah.
And that's not what you wrote, is it?
Who did you write?
Who is that? I don't even know that. Ash?
Ash Ketchum. Because he plays Pokemon Go quite a lot.
Oh, good guess. But no, he's wrong. Number 3, if you were ordering a pizza, what would you have?
I'd go Texas barbecue as well. Did you put it?
Yeah, probably.
Barbecue
Domino's.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, number 4. Without looking, what eye colour does he have?
Green.
You're green.
Brown.
He's got brown.
Brown.
Clearly don't look into his eyes as much.
We'll get to know each other.
Okay, number 5, you didn't even write an answer. So what emoji do you use?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Up above. I didn't see number...
Where?
I've read it on the next one.
Is it the sunglasses one? Yeah.
Oh, sunglasses. Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go. I'll give you that one. Number 6, what would you say your best talent is?
I think it's definitely my beard. Like growing. Did you put that?
No.
What did you write, Harry?
Pouring a pint.
I work in a pub.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're probably talented at that then.
I'm all right.
Okay, and the last one. Who's the most influential person in your life? I don't think he's got this right.
Oh, I don't know what you put, but probably if anyone from Blink-182, because they're sort of the band that got me into playing music and wanting to play.
Okay, definitely got that wrong. But it was related to number two. Can you remember the answer to number two was?
Did you put Pikachu or something? Yeah.
Okay, so let's count these up. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Matt got 5 out of 7. And Harry got 1, 2.5 out of 7.
Wicked.
So, Matt, you clearly know Harry better than Harry knows Matt. I think you need to ask him some questions on the way home and get to know each other better. Okay, cool. So, have you got another track you're going to play for us live? Or do you want us to do your single first?
We'll do single first.
And then.
All right, so tell us a bit about the single that's coming out this month.
So, we've been working on it for a long time, a very long time. It got postponed and then we needed to change the drums in it and then all sorts, and then finally we've just got the pre-order link out today, so it's on all our social media, which is Norse Boy Official, and yeah, it comes out on the 23rd of September, and the music video comes out next week. Did it all ourselves and we hope you enjoy it.
To 20 to 8 on this Friday evening. That's Norse Boys, All For You, here on Phoenix FM, and they join us live in the studio now. How's it feel to hear that on radio, guys?
Yeah, wicked.
Exciting.
Buzzing.
And you said you had a music video for that track. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's going to be black and white.
Nice.
In a warehouse. Now, we did a couple clips in like some abandoned place, and I don't know, they didn't really fit, so the old music video is now just us playing, but there's some cool shots, and for a budget music video, it looks pretty professional.
But sadly, Matt's not in it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No, we did have a blow up doll in it, but we cut them out.
Could have said that was Matt. But, and you've got music videos for your other tracks as well, haven't you? Or is that for more Perry and Harry?
More of our acoustic stuff. We've got a music video for a song called Lies, and then an old, really old one when we were back in college called Last Night that we did ourselves.
Yeah. I was going to say, you sort of direct yourself, don't you? You don't have anyone come in.
So, like, this is the next step in our...
Sounds good. It sounds really exciting because you're so fresh. Like, you've got much to come. Like, what do you want to happen from Norse Boy? Like, what's your plans?
Touring, selling up shows.
Definitely. Just playing shows anywhere we can, going new places, having fun.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And if you could perform anywhere, where would you want to perform?
It depends if people will show up or not.
Yeah.
If you were guaranteed a crowd. Like, what, have you got any specific venues that you'd want to... Even, like, big venues like the O2 or...
Yeah, I was thinking about Wembley Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they're pretty good.
Sold out.
There's a place in London called Coco. I want my plan there. It's meant to be wicked. And Nambuka, have you heard of that?
No.
That's meant to be
cool.
I'm
sure they're amazing places. Well, it's always good to have a goal. Maybe one day Wembley.
Yeah.
Or London. Wherever you want to be.
We'll see.
Cool. Okay, so do you just want to tell people what your social media is if they want to follow you?
It's Norse Boy Official. That's spelled NorseBoi Official, obviously. And then we got Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, and it's all the same.
Cool. I've noticed on your Twitter it's quite vague text-wise. It's just loads of pictures. Is that intentional or are you just lazy?
we just feel...
I haven't got a password for Twitter.
Yeah.
It's not me at all.
It's normally me just posting, but you know, just feels pictures get more interaction than just looking at words.
Words, yeah.
If you've got faces like ours, you might as well post
them. See what you said about his talent. Okay, cool. So you've got another live track you're going to attempt,
which I'm sure
is going to be amazing.
Matt hasn't learned this song quite yet, but we've practiced it.
I half learned it today.
So we'll see what happens.
It's the first time you've ever played it and on radio. No pressure. Yeah. Cool. So if you want to get yourselves prepared.
Yes.
Right now, he's Norse Boy what's this track called?
It's called Stay There.
Stay There.
Try and see no loop behind. time the past. We both know it wouldn't last. And you spoke under your breath to me to figure out what lies beneath the mind. Hey, oh, isn't it sad? So you could try one more time to figure me out, or you could look the other way, and you could pay for something that you never did need, but it was always gonna stay. And you could hope to forget it, but it doesn't seem to pay. So you could try one more time to figure me out, figure me out. And you keep trying, 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 trying to hold on. And you keep lying, lying, lying about your past. Trying, 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 trying to hold on. And you keep lying, 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 this will never last. So you could try one more time to figure me out, or you could look the other way, and you could pay for something that you never did need, but it was always gonna stay. Try one more time to figure me out, figure me out.
Thank you.
Nice. How'd it go? You feel good?
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, sadly, it's coming to the end. I've only got 15 minutes left of my show, so I'm going to say bye to you guys. But thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Do you just want to remind everyone when All For You is out?
It's out on the 23rd of September, and you can pre-order it now. So check out our social media and get pre-ordering, I guess.
Cool. Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers.